Proverbs chapter 17. Better a piece of dry bread with peace than a house full of feasting with quarreling. A wise slave will rule over a shameful son. He will share the inheritance with the brothers. There is a crucible for refining silver and a smelter for gold, in the same way the Lord examines the heart. An evildoer pays attention to wicked lips. A liar feeds upon a destructive tongue. Whoever mocks a poor person insults his maker. A person who rejoices over calamity will not escape. Grandchildren are a crown for the elderly, and parents are a source of pride for their children. Eloquent lips are not fitting for a fool. How much less lying lips for a ruler? A bribe works like a charm for the person who gives it. Wherever he turns, he prospers. A person who covers an offense pursues love, but one who repeats the matter separates friends. A reprimand impresses a discerning person more than receiving 100 lashes impresses a fool. An evil person promotes only rebellion, and a cruel messenger will be sent against him. Better to meet a bear robbed of her cubs than to meet a fool in his stupidity. A person who repays evil for good, evil will never leave his house. Starting a quarrel is like opening a floodgate, so stop the dispute before it gets started. Acquitting a guilty person and convicting an innocent person, both of these are disgusting to the Lord. Why hand a fool money to buy wisdom, since he has no aptitude for using it? A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of trouble. A person without sense shakes hands to guarantee a loan for his neighbor. A person who loves sin loves conflict. A person who builds his gate high invites destruction. A crooked mind does not find good. A perverted tongue will fall into disaster. The man who fathers a fool has grief, and the father of an arrogant fool will have no joy. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. A wicked person secretly accepts a bribe to pervert the ways of justice. Wisdom is right in front of a discerning person, but a fool's eyes wander to the end of the earth. A foolish son is an aggravation to his father, and bitterness to the woman who bore him. It is not good to impose a fine on a righteous person, nor to flog officials because of their uprightness. A person with knowledge restrains his words. A person with understanding is even-tempered. Even a stubborn fool who keeps silent will be considered wise. He is considered to be perceptive if he keeps his lips shut. Chapter 18. A person who is a loner seeks his own desires. He fights against all sound judgment. A fool finds no pleasure in understanding, but only in revealing his own opinions. When a wicked person comes, contempt comes with him, and with dishonor comes disgrace. The words from a man's mouth are deep waters. The fountain of wisdom is a flowing stream. It is not good to show favoritism to a wicked person in order to deprive a righteous person of justice. A fool's lips enter a fight, and his mouth invites a beating. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are a trap for his soul. The words of a gossip are like a delicious food. People gobble them right down. A person who fails to do his work is a brother to a vandal. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. A righteous person runs inside and is protected. A rich person's wealth is his strong city. In his imagination, it is like a high wall. Before destruction, a man's heart is proud, but humility comes before honor. If a person answers before he listens, that is foolishness that brings disgrace. A man's spirit can endure illness, but who can bear a broken spirit? A discerning heart acquires knowledge, and the ears of the wise seek knowledge. A person's gift opens doors for him. It leads him into the presence of great people. The first person to state his case appears to be right. Then his neighbor comes and cross-examines him. Casting lots ends disputes and decides between powerful people. A brother who has been wronged is harder to regain than a strong city. and disputes are like a bar across the gate of a citadel. From the fruit of a man's mouth, his stomach is satisfied. He is satisfied with the harvest of his lips. Life and death lie in the power of a tongue, and those who love to use it will eat its fruit. The man who finds a wife finds a good thing, and he obtains favor from the Lord. A poor man pleads for mercy, but a rich man answers harshly. A man with many acquaintances may suffer harm, but there is a loving friend who sticks closer than a brother. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.